Hi, Jim Pancero, helping you become a stronger leader of your sales team. So how much role-playing do you do with your sales team? This has become a skill that is growing in popularity again. It kind of went away for a while, but it's coming back strong. The reality is sales processes have shortened. We have less time today in front of customers than we ever had in the past. Customers are more demanding. They have higher expectations of us being more productive in our calls, getting the job done sooner, getting to the point, and helping them. The challenge is we just can't go in there and ramble and visit with the customer hoping that we see an opportunity to jump on something to sell. We need to have our stuff organized. And one of the best ways to prepare and organize for a sales call, especially to a critical account, is to role play that call with your manager. To practice what you're going to say, to organize your thoughts, and to have a plan of action of what you go in for. This has been proven to consistently pay off. Now, baby boomers, they hate role playing. They don't like being put on the spot. But the younger your salespeople, the more likely they'll be energized and it'll be a positive to be able to try out something in a safe environment, like with their manager, before they go out and actually talk to customers. We need to be much more efficient. We need to be much more focused. We need much more results focused in what we bring to the customer. The only way to do that is to start rehearsing now. Because by role playing, we can improve both the effectiveness and the efficiency of a sales rep. So we also increase their results. Would love to know how you're using role-playing to improve the success of your sales team. Happy to answer any questions about how to do the best role-playing. Thanks for checking out my podcast. I'm posting two new podcasts each week, all aimed at helping you and your team increase your selling competitive advantage.